Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. You want to be in touch with the show, text me 251-343-0106. Apparently, everybody on the text line this morning is pro-closing Big Creek Lake or pro-dirty library books for kids. It's remarkable. Feel free to text. We'll take all comers. Joining us now on the line, he's one of our Monday regulars and making a little news lately, but our good friend, State Representative Shane Stringer, is with us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. And you?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for hopping on this morning. We do appreciate it. I listened to your comments on Sean's show on Friday, and you have a piece of legislation here to kind of, I guess, rein in the, well, what I think just seems like authoritarian sort of, we're the experts, you'll defer to us on Big Creek Lake. But walk us through exactly what you're trying to accomplish here.
Yeah, we've been working on this for a while. You know, of course, Miles came in and shut down Big Creek Lake a while back, and you know, we started trying to ask questions and trying to figure out what the reason was and what was going on, and nobody's been able to get any responses. So, you know, we're trying to get some conversations going with Moss to hopefully resolve it in other ways, but that didn't happen. So I had some legislation draft that would prohibit the water board from shutting down a body of water that they own or oversee. And it's not just here, it's across the state, you know, for other areas too. So we can kind of monitor that, you know, as everybody knows, recreational activities have taken place at Big Creek Lake my whole life. And as long as I can remember, and we've never had any problems. So, you know, I drafted this legislation to hopefully get Big Creek Lake open back up.
Well, and so does the bill just kind of put in place like a process if they do go this route to close something down, or is it more like, hey, you're not going to do this. You're not going to shut down Big Creek Lake or any other lake without a period. Or I mean, like, you know, what are exactly the parameters?
Well, it would still, the health authorities, the health department, and, entities like that would still be able to close the lake for emergency situations or to preserve the quality of the water if need be. It's just not going to be an appointed board, members of an appointed board that's going to be able to shut it down. So there's still avenues and ways that it could be shut down in emergencies and as needed. It's just not going to be able to be done through this process.
Well, and I don't know the accuracy of the Jeff Porter Show text line. Had a texter here blaming zebra mussels and how they're transferred lake to lake from other boats, but that is what the issue is, that if you leave it open for recreation, then you can get invasive species, and then the invasive species will make it hard for whatever water authority to bring the water, to drinking water or whatever, to your municipality.
Yeah, and I've heard some of that too, but you know, there's ways, there's boat washes that have been installed out there and been used, and there's other avenues that we can protect against situations like that. And I mean, even if they wanted to protect from that, then don't allow certain boats or something in the lake. You know, they could still have canoes and swimming and fishing from the banks and stuff like that, that would not interrupt the water supply. You know, I've heard people saying that people swimming and boating out there could put stuff in the water, but you know, this water is not pumped from the lake to people's houses. This water is pumped from the lake to a treatment facility where it's treated and then sent to the water systems that go to our homes. So it's not complicated, you know, and I understand where they're coming from with that type scenario, but there's ways to protect against that too. And like I said, whether it be boat washes, which could even have certain chemicals that would address that issue. Shutting down the lake is, to me, should have been a last option.
And just so we're clear here, like, some of the feedback I'm getting, well, the lake's owned by the Water Authority here, but the Water Authority is still a public entity and that has to operate a certain way in the state of Alabama. This isn't like we're, yeah, some kind of private enterprise that's doing this. This is still governed by the people.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, and the people, that's the problem, man. We have in politics, we seem to forget who we represent and forget that we have to listen to the people. And, you know, I think if Moss would have, had some serious conversations with the people, and instead of just being so hard, a hard no on opening it back up, then we might could have gotten somewhere. But instead, they're saying that no, they're not opening it back up, and they don't answer to nobody. Then they're the final authority. So that's not acceptable. You know, the people are demanding answers, and they're upset, and rightfully so. Hopefully, we'll be able to help get them some answers.
Well, yeah, it's just that though they're not the final authority. Although in some ways on some things, I guess they would be, but they can't, they operate with impunity. And what there was on this particular situation, they had a public hearing, but it was far from adequate. It's like the officials was already in, and this was just something they had to do to go box check.
Oh, absolutely. I went to the public hearing, and you're right. It was almost just like, you know, check the box that we had one, but there was just not a lot of people, you know, not a lot of room for people to even come in and stuff. So they've got to slow down and listen to the people. Let's use some common sense with this. And there's a way that we can protect our water system and also allow recreational activities to go on in this lake. And there's lakes all across the country that are still open for recreational use that provide water to large areas, and they're able to do it. We've been doing it for a lifetime. You know, I understand when you've got invasive species or certain grasses or something, you know, it costs money to address that or whatever, but also you can go back and look at the millions of dollars that is generated through moss and the money that they have there. And that's the reason for that, is to protect the system in those type situations. So it's not like Moss is, you know, living paycheck to paycheck and don't have money to address problems when they come up. So I think that this is an easy fix if they would listen.
Have you heard from the board? I know one of your colleagues in the House who might be running for mayor of Mobile is on that board, but I mean, have you had much interaction?
No, I've not heard from any of the board members. You know, I've heard from a Mobile City Council person and a Mobile County Commissioner, and that's also running for mayor. So I've heard from a few people, but nobody on the board.
That's you know, that seems like that this could be taken care of or talked about. But now you've got to, when you lay down the when you file the bill, I mean, that sends a message, and it looks to me like you got a lot of co-sponsors on this bill.
Yeah, we wound up with 26 co-sponsors, and truthfully, I probably could have got another 20 or so on board with it. People expect, you know, answers, and expect to not just be pushed to the side when it comes to major decisions like this. And, you know, if they were to have attacked it from a different angle and listened to the people and maybe tried to minimize some of the activity in the lake, it might have been acceptable. But to come in and shut it down and close down parts of roads out in the area out there, like House Ferry Road, and put fences and gates and no trespassing signs, and then telling people they're going to be arrested for trespassing if they get caught around or near the lake is pretty intense, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's like, okay, there's no like intermediary kind of like, well, let's try let's try limiting boat traffic. Or it just went from like it's wide open to we're shutting it all down. And I don't know what the science is or whatever, but no one's really has offered that solution or offered an explanation for the action they've taken.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that this bill is going to be productive. I'm hoping and praying we can get it passed and get it through. But if not, it's absolutely going to bring people to the table that would not come to the table before now.
Joined by State Representative Shane Stringer here on the program. Well, Representative, we'll move on from that, but here we are. It's you're at the halfway point, a little past halfway of the session. You know what I'm hearing, and maybe this is true, it's going to get bumpy here. The budgets come up next week when y'all get back, and then that's, you know, that's the sprint to sine die.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. Still rumblings of some type of gaming legislation, you know, popping up somewhere. So I don't know. It's been an interesting session. I'm sure, you know, it's going to continue to be and seems to be somewhat productive. So, if we can get some positive things accomplished and not do too much harm, then we're in good shape.
And the gambling, yeah, everybody's kind of given a nod to it. Yeah, there's discussions going on behind the scenes. Obviously, that's upstairs in the Senate. Your leadership in the House said, hey, we're going to let them go first. But, I assume if they were to get in the Senate, they probably got the votes in the House. I don't know. But that's a big, big if to me. They lost or they're about to lose one of your colleagues, Matt Woods, to go take the old Greg Reed seat. And
yeah,
that's the hurdle for the pro gamblers, but there doesn't seem to be a path, at least as of yet.
It's going to be a close vote as always. And, we'll see which way it goes. We've not seen any legislation yet, which is, happened in the past. So you definitely want to see what's in the bill and see what it's about before you agree to sponsor it or agree to support it. So I guess we'll see if that's the case. If they start getting something out pretty soon, then we'll know. If they don't, then it may just not come up again.
And the likelihood of it coming up next year is probably slim because it's that fourth year of a quadrennium. But back to this year, I mean, is the mood any different this time than it was a year ago? Because it just seemed like this was like the first thing. It took up like the first 2-3 weeks of the session last year. And you get down to a certain point, Representative, with 2-3 weeks remaining. Now, look, once you clear the budgets, anything can happen with no BIR. You still got to get to that 3/5 threshold. It wasn't close in the House, but do you think there's any departures from the gaming issue among your Republican colleagues?
I've not really heard, hadn't had that conversation with a lot of people. There's different strategies that come up with getting legislation passed and getting some of these bills through. And sometimes they wait until the last minute and they're ready to attack and bring it out. And that way it maybe limits your time on researching it or studying. Sometimes they get it out and try to work out any issues, problems, or concerns before the bill ever gets to committee. And that way you're not fighting all your fight at once. So I don't know what, if any strategies are being taking place with this. So, we just have to sit back and watch.
Yeah. And I guess we'll wrap it up on this. And I don't know if it comes up, and since it's the topic on the program this morning, the library stuff, have we, this doesn't seem to necessarily be a problem everywhere, but it's certainly in my backyard is, but firing Nancy Pack and stripping funding away from the library over here at Fairhope. This is sort of the sign of the times, the state having to push back, I guess, these local governments that act, not beyond their their mandate, I guess, but sort of out of the against the wishes of the public at large.
Yeah, it's almost a prime example of what I'm dealing with malls in Big Creek Lake. It's another where the library and leaders of their association and group and divisions think that they know better than the public and they don't have to listen to the public. And, you know, we received a lot of pushback in trying to pass the bill that we brought out of the House dealing with libraries. I mean, we have got to, the citizens are tired of this and not going to continue to put up with it. We're going to get those books out of our libraries or get them in the appropriate age sections to where our young children are not being indoctrinated or exposed to stuff they shouldn't be.
Right. And then they just, it's not so much the substance of the issue. It's just now we're in this era, this weird era of things having to be, I don't want to say micromanaged, but handled through Montgomery. And that's not ideal.
No, it's not. I mean, ideally you want your government limited and small and allow, you know, cities, counties and all to handle their own business. But, you know, like in those scenarios, it's just gotten so far out of hand that you had a portion of the left that has pushed hard for this woke agenda and getting these type books exposed to children and, you know, indoctrinating our children with some of the stuff we've taught them in our school systems over the last 4 or 5 years, to the point, maybe even longer, to the point that people are tired of it. It's time that somebody step up and put an end to it. And that is one of the things that President Trump is doing. He's trying to undo a lot of these wrongs that we've endured and that we've seen over the last, 4 years, if not longer.
Well, Representative, we got to leave it there, but you're always kind of come on every Monday, and we will do it again next Monday, and maybe I'll see you at the State House in a week and a half or so.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Also, real quick, I was going to tell you, we've got a public hearing on my bill coming up. It's going to be April the 2nd, and I'll put that information out, but need as many people to come out and support it at State House as we can get.
Yeah, just remind me and I'll make sure it gets on the air. All right, I guess we lost him there. State Representative Shane Stringer. We got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.